A new restorative justice program will encourage grade 7 students at Mount Elizabeth Secondary School to confront important issues. Restorative justice is the legal practice of bringing victims and offenders together to reconcile with the assistance of a facilitator. Liesl Cabery is the program director for victim services in the Kitimat RCMP, who proposed the idea to the principal of the high school after seeing success during a trial run at another school. Cabery explained what the program involves and how it works.
So each time it's a different topic that we're focused on. When I go through, we start out with a light kind of game type thing, which encourages all the kids to start speaking and opening up. In the middle, we have some kind of another light kind of game. And then I get into some deeper questioning where we start with a less deep, easier one, then we go into a deeper one, and then we go into a deeper one, which encourages deep thinking and deep talking about things that they really feel.
A variety of topics are examined in the group, like bullying, social media, and consent, but Cabery explained the importance of identifying issues that are specific to the students.
The important thing is partnering, right? Like listening to the teachers, because they're the ones with them all the time, right? Being able to see what's going on in the classroom and what have you. You know, working with the school, because yeah, I'm not there, right? Like, so they need to guide me a little bit and what they think is important for the kids as well.
Cabery described the benefits she's witnessed from the kids having open discussions on topics that they can personally relate to.
More inclusive, more as united, because they were learning about each other and really learning about each other in a way that, you know, they probably don't think to learn as friends, right? Like asking pointed questions that they would not have normally done.
Kids were surprisingly honest about their situations when Cabery was doing a trial run of this program at St. Anthony's Catholic School. Cabery recounted the kids' feedback on how they felt this program helped them.
Interesting for me, I hear back from them what they actually got from it. And a lot of the kids will say, like, what I got from it, a lot of the people in my class think the same way as I do, or have been through a lot of the same things as I have, where initially they thought they were on their own with these things. They were like, I'm not alone with it.
The grade sevens are scheduled to start the program in the new school year, though if other teachers express interest in participating, Cabery is hoping to get more people trained for the program to expand their reach.